Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 97 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the three most common mistakes of a principal's first staff meeting. As the excitement builds to that first day of school and I'm brainstorming ways to begin the school year with the new and veteran staff, traces of anxiety start to sink their tentacles into my stomach, and I don't do a very good job of sleeping through the night. I keep waking up, thinking of ways to set the tone. In my first year, I made a lot of mistakes presenting at that first staff meeting. This year, I want to do better. And the following are three common mistakes principals make at their first staff meeting. The first one is death by bullet points. As educators, we know that the human brain can only take in so much information at one time. As a teacher, we did a really good job and we prided ourselves on chunking that information and scaffolding it so all the students could access that material. Somehow, once I got that principal chair, I forgot that and almost wanted to show off how much I knew by putting it all in a single PowerPoint. And this is an easy mistake to make because there is so much to cover at the beginning of the year. And this year, I'll only present the material needed for the first week of school, and this will limit that PowerPoint, limit those bullet points to just a few slides, and the most important material won't get lost with stuff that isn't happening until Thanksgiving. The second mistake that I was making was I didn't have clear priorities, and this goes hand in hand with too many bullet points. When there is a wealth of information, my staff didn't know what was important and what they could dismiss until a later date. And I wasn't clear with my priorities, and I didn't make it a point to highlight or show in any way what I wanted accomplished within the first few weeks. So it was just a vomit of information up there on the PowerPoint. And this year at the first staff meeting, I want to make sure that I only have three or four main points that can be ranked in importance. That way, the staff knows exactly what's important and the sequence in which it needs to get done. Not having a clear picture of what's important is one of those mistakes that principals often make at their first staff meeting. So you want to make sure that you're making those things clear. So you want to make sure that you make those things clear. What's important at the beginning in that first staff meeting. And then the third mistake was trying to make it a one-person show. And doing everything at yourself at that first staff meeting, for me at least, is one of the hardest things to avoid because I spent the whole summer working on the upcoming year and now it's time for my vision to become a reality. And at that first meeting, I wanted to get the input from the staff. So I was facilitating and writing staff answers down and just trying to do all this myself. So listening to their answers, then writing it down on the whiteboard. And this added in 10 to 15 minutes extra easy to the meeting. And I've got horrible handwriting. So not only did it take longer, the staff was also struggling to read what I had written. Thankfully, a veteran teacher came up and volunteered to be the scribe in the afternoon session, and I was smart enough to let her. And so the second half of the day was a little smoother. So although, you know, we spent the whole summer planning, trying to run the show on our own is another common mistake that principals make at that first meeting. If you're facilitating, at least let somebody else do the scribing. This year, I hope to avoid some of these mistakes, too many bullet points, lack of clear priorities, and trying to do it all myself in that first meeting. What are some other common mistakes that principals make at the first staff meeting. You can let us know on the corresponding blog at howtobeaprincipal.com. Just pop on over there and look for the blog post, Three Common Mistakes of a Principal's First Staff Meeting, and let us know some other common mistakes to avoid. For other short articles and tips that support educational leaders, you can check out other blog posts at howtobeagreatprincipal.com, and there's also a place where you can order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. And if you're an auditory learner, you are, of course, in the exact right spot. Other episodes of The Principal Entrepreneur are available on iTunes and Podomatic. And we have new episodes weekly. They come out on Tuesday and Thursday. And if I'm lucky enough, I will also have an educational leader who will come join us on Saturday's episodes. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an educational leader, you can email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. I'd love to have you on the show. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join our private Facebook private Facebook group on Facebook. Just type in The Principal Entrepreneur in the search bar, and our group will pop on up. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, the one ask that I have is to follow the show and give us a rating and review, because this helps other educators find the show and also helps give us some credibility to the work which is going into the show. And it makes it a lot easier to get some other great educational leaders as guests on the show if they see that there's some positivity coming out of it. That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.